This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh today. The Prime Minister will first travel to Rajasthan, where he will lay the foundation stone and dedicate multiple development projects in various sectors like road, rail, aviation, health and higher education worth 5,000 crore rupees in Jodhpur. He will also address a public meeting. Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone of important projects for strengthening the health infrastructure in Rajasthan. The projects include 350-bedded trauma center and critical care hospital block at All India Institute of Medical Sciences in Jodhpur and 7 critical care blocks under Pradhan Mantri Ayushman Bharat Health Infrastructure Mission to be developed across the state. In the afternoon, Mr. Modi will reach Jabalpur in Madhya Pradesh, where he will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone and dedicate to the nation development projects worth more than 12,600 crore rupees in sectors like road, rail, gas pipeline, housing and clean drinking water. Our correspondent reports the Prime Minister will also perform Bhumi Pujan of Virangana Rani Durgavati Smarak or Udyan. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh launched the Navy's updated indigenous program, Swavalamban 2.0, in New Delhi yesterday. Speaking at the Indian Navy's Naval Innovation and Indigenization Organization seminar, Swavalamban, Mr. Singh said that self-reliance is the utmost priority since the Modi government came to power. During the event, Raksha Mantri also released the fifth positive indigenization list of the Department of Military Affairs, comprising 98 items. Highly complex systems, sensors, weapons and ammunition have been included in the list. All these items will be procured from indigenous sources as per provisions given in the Defence Acquisition Procedure 2020 in a staggered timeline. Speaking about the list, the Raksha Mantri said these 98 items in this list are a big step in the self-reliance of the defence sector. In Sikkim, death toll following devastating flash flood mounted to 14 and around 102 reported missing. The sudden glacial lake outburst took place yesterday over Lonak Lake in North Sikkim, led to a flash flood in the Teesta River in Lachin Valley. Search operations are underway. Three teams of NDRF are deployed for this purpose. Two more teams from Guwahati and Patna are ready to rush to Sikkim. The NDRF team from Chungthang will be airlifted when the weather permits. Likewise, essential commodities and supplies will be airlifted and distributed to the people of Chungthang, Lachin and Lachung. Today is National Dolphin Day, which is celebrated every year to create awareness about conservation of the national aquatic animal, which inhabits the Ganges, Brahmaputra, Meghna and Karnapuli Sanghu river systems of Nepal, India and Bangladesh. From demands of wildlife experts, animal lovers and environment expert, the National Board for Wildlife has accorded the 5th October as National Dolphin Day in 2022. The BJP National President, J.P. Nadda, will visit Bihar today. He will attend the birth centenary celebrations of party's founder leader, Kailashpati Mishra, in Patna. During his visit, Mr. Nadda will also interact with BJP leaders of the state unit. At Hangzhou Asian Games in China, India amassed a total of historic 82 medals, including 19 gold, 31 silver and 32 bronze. India is currently in fourth place in the overall medal tally. This is India's best ever performance at the Asian Games, surpassing the previous best of 70 medals at the 18th edition Asian Games in Jakarta. In archery today, Indian trio Jyoti, Parneet and Aditi secured gold in the women's team compound event after defeating Chinese Taipei by a scoreline of 230 to 228. In the 50 kg wrestling category, Pooja Gehlot secured her spot in the semi-final with a 5-1 victory over Mongolia. Meanwhile, Indian Kabaddi's team hunt for gold continues with an easy win over Chinese Taipei by a margin of 23 points. The ICC Men's ODI Cricket World Cup 2023 kicks off in Gujarat from today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.